Green Light for a Green Generation. A pioneering pilot course with an emphasis on the practical will train people to work in the green economy. Chadwardon Learning Centre's Climate Challenge College is offering the free six-month Green Futures full-time course, with the first pilot intake of students having started this month and applications now open for the next six-month block, which will start in January. TLC programme leader Chelsea Naylor, speaking to the Calderdale Council's Cabinet Climate Change Working Party, said the Green Futures course was part funded by the National Lottery grant in relation to a green skills shortage and aimed to prepare people for work in the green economy. The Learning Centre received a £270,000 National Lottery grant last November, and the building, formerly Chadwardon Community College on Burnley Road, was transferred into community ownership by Calderdale Council this spring. Councillor James Baker, Lib Dem, Worley, said this would be a good stage at which to get the course accredited and built into the National Education Framework. "I think it's important for people in terms of their employability," he said. He also suggested widening accessibility to the course, which runs Monday to Friday, and regarding a planned Todd Cop event aimed at young people, which will run from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the centre on November the 5th, advised organisers not to encourage children just to turn to it on a school day. Chelsea said accreditation work was in hand and the course is open to anyone over age 16, with an emphasis on the practical. The Council's Environmental Management Officer, Jez Tweed, suggested working with local schools like Chadwardon High over the Todd Cop event, as it might be possible to incorporate the event into its lessons. Councillor Jenny Lynn, Labour Park, hoped eventually work placements and apprenticeships could result from the centre's work. The panel heard the green skills shortage applied to agriculture, forestry and land management, utilities including energy and water, manufacturing and construction, transport and logistics, services and maintenance and education. Modules include food and land, sustainable building, renewable energy, and an introduction to climate crisis.